Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to be with you again, and I've thought of you and others who are gathering wherever they are today to sort of sit and listen or walk and hear, not so much this reflection, but the moment that we're in. Our Lord is always speaking to us deeply from God's word that we call scriptures and from the world we're in, the world around us. I woke this morning and I'm blessed to be with the Kamalalese monks, hermits out in California. So I'm up above the Pacific Ocean and I watch the sunrise very, very beautifully over a mountain beside me. I was struck by the presence of the mountain and the sun. There's an activity of its being here, more than just being with the mountains and in the sun, a dynamic felt sense of here we are together. Well, here we are together, my friend. And if Lent is a practice of yours, here we are, and we're moving and we're walking through it. You might possibly be hearing this during Lent. I'm sharing it with you on the weekend of the second Sunday of Lent. And looking at the readings that we have, the beautiful one from St. Paul, where Paul says, "Brothers and sisters, if God is for us, who can be against us?" That's a really strong statement that's worth a lifetime of sitting with. And the for me is not just with. And I was struggling with that this morning. I thought, isn't that interesting? These mountains, this sun, we're not just with each other here. But somehow all of creation, all of us, are for each other. We've been called into not passive relationships, but active ways of presence and love. The dynamic of Paul is significant because in Lent he wants to also let us know in that same passage, because God who did not spare his own son, but handed Christ over for us all. So how would he not give us everything else along with Christ? So this is the God who does not hold back, the God who does not just sit somewhere. This is the God who has come among us. This is the God of love and intimacy, the God of the cloud, the God of the presence, the God of this moment. The God who is not only with us, but for us. The gospel striking for me too, because it's Mark, and we hear again a beautiful passage from that gospel that we hear numerous times on the mountain, and here you and I are listening to it now, where Jesus has invited Peter, James, and John in Mark 9 to go up on a high mountain apart from themselves, from the others. And there's this cloud that appears, and it's over them after Peter said, "Hey, Elijah, Moses, you're here. Let's make a tent for all of you." And the cloud which came opens up for us that which might be obscured but isn't now. And that is God's word that simply says, "This is my beloved. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Listen, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." I imagine it might be in your life, it is in mine now, that as I share this with you, I think back to the rising of the sun this morning, and I think about how God was with me in that moment with all of creation. This is his beloved son. And in the beauty of this day, it's more tranquil than the last few. There's a clarity of it. And even if it were rainy, there'd be a reality that I'd be experiencing now or being invited to go into that would say, "You're here, not just with this day, but this day is for you. Before this day, go into it. Live it with others from where you are." This moment on the mountain with Jesus and his apostles are is quite striking. And there are moments that you and I might find in our own personal life or with friends when we're somewhere and maybe startled by a simple sense of God's presence. Possibly it's happened to you in prayer when one word just rang out clear and let you know that God was present. But I think Paul's reading really emphasizes something that's especially dynamic for us as Christians, and that is God is not only present to us, but God is for us. God is here, actively present with us. In Paul, we hear it in his enthusiasm, his entheos, this God with Paul through St. Paul is through and with you and I right now. A little bombastically, I suppose, in my own excitement about it. I mean, this is the God is an unrelenting God in kindness, in gentleness, in love and peace. Very different strengths than our world would celebrate. Very different might than we would think of as a mighty God. Is this unrelenting, kind, and merciful Lord. And if God is for us, who can be against us? It's just a wonderful, simple mantra, maybe. Phrase to take into the rest of the day, possibly. Way for you and me to begin to hear that here, right now, God isn't only with us, but actively present, entering our lives and asking us to enter God's life, to listen to God's own Son. And then as Jesus said to his apostles, because they were on their way to the crucifixion, they were on to the suffering of Jesus, not that he had that predicted in his mind, but in fact, there they go down the mountain. And in Mark's gospel, a short gospel, not long after that, the turmoil increases, the violence appears. The crucifixion happens. Wherever we are in our own suffering, all of this is a preparatory moment for us. For the God who is for us here goes with us and is for us everywhere. Beside us, in us, at theos, fully around us. Not taking over for us, but giving us that which we need when we do feel, what do I do? How do I go forward? How will this unfold? We open to that God, that cloud clears, and we hear this beautiful invitation. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. And that's St. Paul today. If God is for us, who can be against? My friends, you and I might take a few moments and just be still and know that God is present. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know. Be still. Be. Lenten blessings from Greg and myself and all of those involved in the mountain. Be in touch with us anyway and know that you are in our prayers daily. The Lord give you peace.
Let us climb the Lord's mountain. Let us learn the ways of peace. Let us walk the path of justice for the greatest and the least. Let us climb the Lord's mountain, let us learn the ways of peace. Every nation shall come streaming from the west and from the east to the Lord's mountain.
For more information about Mount Irenaeus, visit www.mountainonline.org. Join us in making all things new.